Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Come on.
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
Do you guys ever feel really ashamed when In-N-Out's like, hey, do you want this to eat later or are you going to eat it in your car?
And I've started to lie.
Dave and Mahoney.
My order's way different than yours.
You get two double doubles?
I get two double doubles, two fries.
What? Big boy.
I get a soda.
I'm eating for two. Yeah. And by two, I mean
my left side and my right side.
All right.
And now.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. It is a beautiful morning here in Phoenix. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
This has got to be a real scary situation because this plane was actually on fire. It was an American Airlines flight, and what they think happened, it took off from the airport in Columbus, Ohio. That's what you get for going to Columbus. And I was coming to Phoenix, and the Boeing 737, they think maybe had like a bird sucked into the engine.
That is not a way to go as a bird.
Can you guys see?
You're just showing me a photo of a plane, Dave. Yeah, I see that plane.
But you see the engine on fire?
No, man, it's a black and white photo. That's literally the smallest photo.
You can't see the part that's glowing behind the engine?
That's kind of the worst photo I could have chosen.
It looks like a thumbnail, man. No, I can't see it.
I didn't know that you guys needed an 8x10 color printout.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2023, man. Like... That's worse than the Zapruder film. Come on, man.
I can use my imagination, Dave, though, and I can imagine
in my
head.
No, I don't
even
want to talk to you anymore. Start off today all mean.
I'm sorry.
Things were going to go great. Now you ruined
it. I'm in tears. He said, hey, it's like literally in black and white.
It is in black and white because our printer is a black and white printer.
You could have just sent us, like, on our phones or something.
You just texted me, man.
It's a plane whose engine is on fire. Bohoney, you can see that, right?
Oh, I mean,
Mr. LASIK over here with the perfect
eyes. That could be a sunspot.
Oh, my God.
Be somebody with, like, one of those lasers from the ground. You know, they're a hillbilly.
This is a scary moment for people on an airplane.
Oh, absolutely.
And you guys are just making fun of it.
I had a scary moment on an airplane yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
The drunkest dude in the world was next to me, and he would not shut up.
Were you on a Spirit Airlines flight?
I'm not going to say.
Do you have a photo, or are you going to show us a black and white thumbnail?
Let's just say, I was in the big front seat, and this guy was getting divorced next to me.
Oh, really?
Oh.
On the phone. He's like flying home and he's just having a conversation about, she's like, have you had anything to drink? And I could smell this guy's booze from like six seats over. I'm sitting right next to him.
That's impressive, like when you can smell how drunk somebody is.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally, like, you can see how drunk somebody is. You can tell they're drunk by the way they're acting, but to be able to, like, smell the booze on them.
He's been on him for a couple days.
And so drunk that he couldn't fix his seatbelt.
He couldn't put a seatbelt on?
He couldn't get a seatbelt on, and then he's talking loud, and the staff there's coming over to have a conversation like, hey, can you pipe it down, chill out for a second? And
man.
I'm just like, oh, God, we're already an hour late.
Did people with alcohol problems get on planes this frequently, like back in the day, or were they just better at masking it? Because I really don't feel like we started hearing much about this until recently, where these people were getting on planes, like you said, Mahoney.
It does feel like there's a lot of it. I don't know if that's just because the way that we're all connected now, we just hear about it more, but it feels like there's a lot. You're right. So what was the end of the story? Did he patch things up in that conversation?
He ended up getting up halfway through the flight.
Uh-huh.
And going to the bathroom and not coming out. I mean, it was a short flight. It was an hour flight. But he was in there for almost... they had to, like, knock on that, but I was just like, oh, God. But it was nice to have him away from me for the duration of that flight, though.
Did they have a seatbelt inside of the bathroom for turbulence? Or turbulence?
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So did you guys, when you were little kids, ever chase lizards, or was that just a me thing? Like, when you'd see a lizard somewhere, would you try to catch it?
Nah.
I would just go lizard.
So for me, when I was growing up as a kid, I would always try to catch the lizards. And that has become a thing that my kids have also gotten into.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they see a lizard, they know that like they're still young. If you're not familiar, my kids or seven and down. So seven, you know, 4.5, 3, and 1. So they know that they can't catch themselves. But this weekend, we're sitting on the couch, just kind of chilling. And my oldest daughter goes, "Daddy, there's a lizard outside." and I look out the window, and sure enough, there's a lizard on the wall. And normally, like, they're real fast. Like, they're hard to catch because there's little cracks in the wall that they'll sneak into.
They're fast.
They're super fast. Well, this lizard was very much just enjoying sunbathing.
And I think he was asleep?
I don't know if he was asleep. I don't think so because he was moving just a little bit, but it looked like he was enjoying the sun. And
this is a half-dead lizard?
No, very much alive. And I because I'm a super dad, I caught him. And they instantly named him Gerald, which I thought was a very interesting choice.
Gerald the lizard.
And so,
where did that name come from?
I don't know.
Like, where have they ever even heard the name Gerald?
I don't think they've ever heard the name Gerald before, but they decided to go with that.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there holding it, and they're looking at it, and they're like kind of petting its little head, you know. And I'm telling them, hey, look, you have to be careful with these little guys because they're fragile, right? You can't squeeze them too hard. But my oldest daughter, Sienna, asked to hold Gerald.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, just be real careful. And so she grabs him, and she's just so proud. Like, she's just loving that moment where she's holding this lizard. She's showing to her sister, who also wants to hold it, telling her mom, who's terrified of lizards, that she's got the lizard in her hand, to which mom goes, "Don't you bring that damn thing in the house."
Bring it in the house?
She didn't bring it in the house. Sienna is looking at the lizard and kind of raises it up towards her face, and she has a grip on it that's just a little too loose.
Did she lemme this lizard?
This lizard hopped onto her and ran around the backside of her and ran into her hair.
Oh, God.
And the scream that she made was reminiscent of Marv from Home Alone. So we're just standing there outside, and she is...
Fair.
So I'm like, it's fine. The lizard can't hurt you. And so I just go around to turn her around and pull Gerald out of her hair, where he was very confused, trying to figure out what was going on. So I'm like, so you have to be careful with the lizard. And then that son of a bitch did the same thing to me.
Oh, God.
It just jumps right on me, and I'm...
you freaking out.
Is Gerald got like some sort of... Did he get down your shirt?
No, he just ran onto my back, but they thought it was hilarious when I started screaming.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave
a message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The zombie apocalypse is here, and you can choose one household item as a hand weapon. Which one would you choose?
Message deleted. Mm.
Oh, I'm stealing my neighbor's stoner ninja sword for sure.
I don't even know anything about weaponry like that. Like, I mean, I feel like if I were to choose any type of handheld weapon to defend myself against zombies... I just would lay down.
See, the reason why I would choose the stoner ninja sword, I know that you guys would just give up and just let them feast on you, but the reason why I would choose the ninja sword is because if you got good at the ninja sword, that would be probably the most replaceable, because there's a lot of people who have the stoner ninja sword just on their wall in their house. You're not going to be able to walk in and find like a 50 cal just laying around in everyone's house, but...
Depends on what part of the country you're in.
Stoner ninja sword.
Readily
available.
I was thinking about the things that I have in my home right now to defend myself. I don't even have regular silverware yet. Like, I have plasticware.
Like, attack them with a spork?
Oh. Even if I wanted to live, I wouldn't.
You know the one good thing about becoming a zombie, Audrey?
What?
You never see, like, zombies that look like me. A little bit of, beer belly, a couple extra pounds.
Because all that running, you know, they have to do.
I feel like I would be a pretty good diet for me.
And also, frankly, there's just not enough brains to go around.
Yeah.
So hungry.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, what the hell is boyfriend error, and why is it all over TikTok?
Message deleted.
What is boyfriend what? Error?
Era.
Am I boyfriend era?
No, I think he said boyfriend error. Like,
can you replay just the beginning? Because
sure.
Please leave a message.
I don't know what he said.
Audrey, what the hell is boyfriend error, and why is it all over TikTok?
Message deleted.
Boyfriend error.
Error?
Yeah.
Like something E-R-R-O-R.
Something wrong with your boyfriend. Is that like a thing where people are talking about the flaws of
their
boyfriend?
I'm not even hearing it as boyfriend error. I think it's era.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way, I have no clue. I'm not on that side of TikTok. There was something that I saw that's April, the April theory that I'm seeing, where there's a lot of breakups that usually happen around April. That's the conspiracy that I saw recently amongst the girlies, and also the red nail theory, where women who have red nail polish and red lipsticks are usually seen as more desirable, and it's more of like a sexy thing, just like the color red, just in general, right? On cars and dresses, and I guess because whenever boys were younger, the people who they looked up to, like women who they probably thought were attractive for the very first time, were wearing red nail polish.
I mean, I would say that works.
I've never been attracted to any nail polish color. That is one of those things, like, I've got a friend who's got a wife who, you know, he's like, I got to have, you know, you need to have your nails done at all time. I'll tell you this. I've been with my wife, like, almost 13 years.
Yeah.
I've never looked at her nails once.
Really?
See, but I mean, not your wife,
even when they get, like, all busted up.
She'll show them to me.
Yeah.
But, like, what I'm attracted to, that is so far down the list of things that matter in my, like, world.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I feel like you don't notice it because your wife is always well manicured.
I think that's what it is.
Like, if it was to bother you, it would be like, because, so for example, you know, we were always talking about, like, in the summertime, how people are always wearing, like, their sandals, right? And if a woman's feet, or a man's feet for me, if I'm looking down and I see a man's feet, if they are, like, crusted and cracked, I'm like, ah, like, that is an instant ick for me. But feet aren't something that I'm really aware of all of the time. It's just when they're funky, I'm very aware.
I think you're exactly right, Audrey, is that, Mahoney, if your wife, because she's always very well put together, if she reached out and, like, went to, like, rub your face and it was this little goblin hand, like,
I'd be fine with it. I'd be fine. I'd be like, exfoliate my back.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, how are you working smarter and not harder today?
Message deleted.
I'm not today. Today is actually the exact opposite of that. I've been on my knees for most of the day.
He's working real hard for his paycheck today.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So I don't know anyone else that is as aggressive with their own taste buds as Mahoney.
Dave, I went through a pretty bad round of COVID.
For those that don't know, Mahoney was in the hospital for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And it was
serious. Walk afterwards. Yeah. And it was,
you
know,
oxygen. He had the tank at home.
Yeah, the ground glass pneumonia. It was real bad. But
maybe the worst part of that story, though, is that you got put into a really nice room because you had to wait in the hallway for hours to get put into a room. But when they finally did, they put you in a really nice room.
Like a presidential suite. Like, yeah. I didn't know they had rooms this nice at hospitals.
So we knew the guy that was running the hospital at the time, and he hooked Mahoney up with a suite. And then Mahoney accidentally pooped all over the room.
I mean, like, the air tubes ended up strangling me a little bit, and I fell out of the bed, and I messed myself.
I don't mean to laugh, but that is... So he messes the room.
And since this wasn't like an intensive care unit originally, and then they moved me to an intensive care area, and that room was not nearly as nice.
You guys used your one plug, by the way. Also, weird flex. Dave's like, yeah, we knew the guy who ran the hospital, so he gave Mahoney a suite. And then they were like, you know what? You just pooped all over our room. Revoked.
I didn't get all over the room. It was in my room
with a broken TV.
Never ask for a favor ever again.
It was in my Adidas pants. I had like those like track pants.
All day you dream about pooping all over.
It was not great.
Did you keep the pants?
But no, those actually did not make it. But like, I love spicy food. So man, like, I just go crazy. Like, there's times where I get like Carolina Reapers, like ghost peppers for a while, weren't doing anything for me.
That's a thing since COVID, right? Like, it's post COVID.
I was like spicy, but never like. But we started ratcheting it up post COVID, and so now anytime I get food, I literally try to get it the hottest way that I possibly can, and I also don't call in. Especially if I'm calling in like Thai food, I don't call in because I feel like I get profiled and I don't get the true like 10 hot.
Because you're a 6 foot white man, and most people who wears like golf shirts, most people would think that you don't know what like.
I look at mayonnaise and I start to sweat. That's the kind of guy I look like.
Yes,
and that is not the case. I love spicy food. I love it. It's what fuels me.
So you're saying that they detect how white you sound by your voice?
Yeah.
And so they don't give you the real spice.
I have to do it over the app.
You do. You know. Stop it.
You sound like the whitest guy. That's
I get profiled.
Do you put on an accent when you call it?
No, I don't call. I'll order
over. Can you imagine, Mahoney? Hello.
No, that's how we get canceled, people.
But they don't know. I thought you were saying that you put on an accent so that they don't detect your whiteness.
No, I order over the app.
All right, well, maybe you should try that next time. I don't know.
So I order some Thai from one of my...
trying to trick us.
But the thing is, it still is, you know, at 10. It is still very, very, very
so
hot.
So you actually order it at 10?
Oh, yeah, every time.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Like, and so, you know, and being spring and everything's blooming right now, I've been sneezing like crazy.
Same.
And allergies, I don't know what's, yeah. You know, and I'm trying to not take a lot of allergy medicines and stuff like that.
Get you some Flonase, dude. It's changed my life.
See... So I'm at home and I'm with my wife and we're eating this Thai and just powerful sneezes come out of nowhere. But I've got a whole ass mouthful of Thai curry.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
I'm talking like, and the problem is, it's like if you swallow it, it's going to hit the back of your throat and that is where the heat hits you.
Yeah.
Like belly, tongue, all that's
so
fine.
This
but if
is
it hits the back of your throat, you are dead.
So this is a disaster because... You know that you got a mouthful of food that you can't just swallow, and the sneeze is coming. And when that thing's coming, like Mahoney's got some good dad sneezes.
And you are fighting. It's like it's like a movable force, an impenetrable force, or whatever it is. You know, it is rough. My body is fighting it, and then all of a sudden the sneeze comes, and it's but I can't go crazy because I've got a mouthful of curry.
You're trying to keep your mouth shut and just shrapnel just flying out.
And it starts to spray out of my mouth all over my couch.
He's showing me a photo right now and it's legit.
Oh my God.
I'm like a dragon spitting out Thai curry all over like the bamboo shoots and the basil and all the vegetables are just like that I've been chewing are spraying out. And I try to like swallow a little bit more, but then here comes the second sneeze.
Oh, no.
More comes out, and my wife is just sitting there horrified.
I can't believe. She's
did
like, what have I done with my life?
I did not keep my... That's if my eyes would have flown out of their sockets had
along
I kept them
with
open.
The curry.
You wouldn't have been able to find your eyeballs or somewhere in the curry, yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. When you're looking for love...
Hey, baby, you want it?
Then all the wrong places.
You want to see what a mistake looks like?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, there's something magical about a guy or gal that will just shoot their shot. You know, they're in the moment, and they're sitting there talking with somebody that they're interested in, and they're willing to just give it a swing, even if it doesn't always work.
But, Dave, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think about doing that and don't, and then immediately think, what could have happened?
Well, this one is entitled Daisy from Target, and this is a man for a woman. And it sounds like there was some interaction here, but maybe just not enough. They didn't exchange information, and this individual wants some more. So this one, again, starts out with Daisy from Target, man for woman. You are Daisy! Exclamation point. You had a blue sweatshirt, and we met at Target in the gardening section. I joked about using a rope to tie someone in bed, and you laughed. If you see this, say hi. Let me know what I was wearing. I'm 32, and yes, to answer your question, I do long-distance running. Let's explore that rope comment.
Listen, if you're consensual into whatever your kinks are, like, do you? But, I mean, if you're just, like, announcing that in the middle of a Target, I feel like if, as a woman, I would laugh uncomfortably.
Yeah,
because even if you are into that yourself, like, this is our first encounter in a Target.
Like, right. We should not be talking about bondage.
Even if we're talking about bondage in a relationship, we have to be, like, years in before
like,
anyone's tying somebody up, man. What are you talking about?
No.
First encounter?
No.
If
not
you're
first
into
a stranger?
You're into it.
No.
If you're at an Ace Hardware, maybe. Ace Hardware, sure.
No.
Because at least there's, like, rope there. Where are you finding... I mean, like...
It's just an awkward thing to bring up in the middle of aisle 12.
Yeah.
This one is entitled Lisa? Question mark. This is man for woman. We said hi. I was at my truck fumbling around and you saw me walking into the hospital. You saw the dog, woo woo, and you came to pet her. Me, long hair, blonde goatee.
Ew. You that's the worst part.
don't shame long blonde goatees,
no,
Audrey.
No, listen, because I am a blonde, and I know how like
fair
how
and
light
loose
it
your
is.
Skin is.
It just looks so much different. So Mahoney, you are a blonde, but your goatee and your beard is not light.
Brown.
Yeah. Like I mean, those light goatees. Ugh.
Yeah, it just feels stringy, doesn't it?
It just feels like it's not supposed to be there. Wipe it off. Shave it off.
You really pretty. I was waiting for someone to give them a ride home. I didn't ask for your number because you weren't feeling well, but still stop to talk to me. If you ever see this, it's me, Gary. Let's talk again.
You allowed to bring dogs into the hospital?
I don't think so.
Is that
legal? Their service. Thank you for your service. Service dogs.
You know the thing that always cracks me up, though? Anytime I drive by a hospital, I always see like three people out there just chiefing smokes.
On oxygen. They're literally on oxygen, just ripping darts. It's wild to me. I've never understood that either, Mahoney.
You are a curvy woman in glasses and black pants. You had some purple in your hair. You passed in front of me in checkout, and I was already checking out. Want to get together and have some fun sometime? What did I look like?
I feel like this guy's just fishing for a curvy woman in black pants.
Yeah, that could be literally anyone.
Yeah.
This one entitled Yard Work, Man for Woman. You, tall, beautiful woman who walked into store. I noticed something in your pocket. We had a great conversation about your seat, I hope it didn't get too damaged. If you would like to continue our conversation, please tell me what was in your back pocket so I know it's you.
Please don't look at my pockets.
I bet it was like a shovel.
A shovel?
Like a little mini hoe.
Like, what are those things called?
A hoe.
No, that you don't keep a hoe in your back pocket.
It's not a mini hoe. He said that she was a tall, beautiful woman.
Dave and Mahoney.
When your lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand, it's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
So we have a couple of unique arrests to kick things off today in the Redneck Report, and we'll start with a guy getting a DUI on a bicycle.
I don't like this. I don't like when you can get a DUI on a scooter, a horse, or a bicycle.
And a lawnmower.
Skateboard.
So you can get a DUI on a skateboard?
Anything with wheels.
Really? Anything that's moving, really. Huh.
So the arrest was made of a 56-year-old man who was riding his bike at night with no front or rear light.
You know better than this.
He's riding his bike in the dark at night, drunk at 56.
Man.
Yeah.
How have you gotten this far in life?
I don't think that I really thought this way until recently. Maybe it's because I'm officially, like, getting older. But in my 20s, I was never really thinking about, like, a 56-year-old and how sad that is that you're, like, drunk doing that on a bike trying to get the last bit of booze you possibly can.
It
like,
does make
you had
it
no
sadder
foresight
that it was at night, too. Like, if you're on a beach cruiser,
you plan ahead.
That's what I mean, right? Like, because when you're 21 and you, like, kind of want to keep the party going or whatever, like, I understand, like, a beer run. You always have that one person who goes to do that for you. Uh-huh. When you're 56, you don't have enough booze at the house because you drank it all.
Yeah.
And you got to hop on whatever, like...
I could never run out of booze.
Go-kart?
I could have the biggest party in the world, and I would still have booze left over.
For
I
mean, real?
You are exactly right. Like, you have planned so poorly in your life. What are you doing?
I feel like everyone's got the emergency booze, much like they have the emergency underwear where you know you have to do laundry. It's like, you need to go to the liquor store.
It's above the fridge.
If you start reaching for that, like, cheap tequila that's been in there for 4 years.
But also, if you're reaching for the four-year-old cheap tequila, like, go to bed.
It doesn't go right. Bad.
Go to bed.
Sleep it off. We got another arrest here, and this one comes to us from our favorite place, Mahoney.
That is the Villages in Florida.
Villages in Florida, that's right. This is a Carol Ann is her name. She's 66 years old, so also should be more experienced and know better. She got arrested on a golf cart in the Villages.
What was she doing?
Well, it was 11:30 p.m., and she was slurring and was having trouble maintaining her balance. And the deputy, like, approached her and said, "Hey, what are you doing? You're not going to get in that thing and drive, are you?" And she said, "No, I'm going to have somebody come pick me up." And then she walked back into the bar, had another drink, came back out, thought the deputy was gone, got in the golf cart, and drove off.
I mean, that's a pretty good strategy on old Carol Ann's part. But maybe should have just took a look left, took a look right before you got on that. Also, I feel like
that would have done a lot of good. They did the blood alcohol content on her, 0.214.
Oh, that's fine.
That's like almost three times the legal limit.
It's not
man.
Even a Jordan. It's not a 0.23.
But also, you're saying the legal limit. The legal limit is like a glass of wine.
0.08. Yeah. If there's anywhere you should be able to drive a golf cart drunk, it's a retirement community, man. That's like that. They could set their own bylaws. I feel like this is a failing on the Village's part for not properly, introducing the right legislation.
Yeah, they should have the right, like, they should have paths. around the community just
for
drunk people.
On there?
Yeah, yeah, just for drunk people. Exactly.
In golf carts. Yeah. Drunk people in golf carts.
Well, they put all those loofahs on their cars to be able to tell who's who in the community, whether they're swinging or they're newbie swingers or whatever. That's wild.
Is America the only country on the planet with drunk golf cart driving? Like, do you think, like, Russia, China, Japan?
No.
Peru?
No, man.
This is David Mahoney. Time to play Tipsy.
Drunk through the quad.
Or Toddler. On David Mahoney.
Come on, everybody.
All right, so here's how this game works. If you spend a lot of time around very drunk people, you know that they act a lot like toddlers. If you spend any time around toddlers, you know they act like little tiny drunk people. So what our team has done here, Bruce, is they've actually transcribed the things that were said by a person that's either hammered or a little kid. Do you have any drunk people or toddlers in your life currently?
No.
Okay. So I think you'll still do okay at this. I mean, it's a matter of just kind of like getting through all of the things that were said and trying to figure out, again, tipsy or toddler. If you get 4 out of 5 correct, you're going to win today. And we're just going to read the things that were said, and then you'll make your guess, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the first one. There's a party back here. I got a shake. I got my shoes on, some sunglasses. I got an iPod. I got some water. I got a new dress, and I'm alone back here.
Is that a tipsy person, Bruce? Or is that a toddler?
And I'll give you a hint. That person was sitting in the back seat of a car.
I would say that's a tipsy person.
Tipsy is.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. That was, in fact, a toddler. Let's have a listen.
Party back here. I've got a shake, my shoes off, some sunglasses. I got my iPod. I got some water.
Living their best life. That child is living their best life.
All right, no worries. Here we go on to number 2. You're still very much alive in this game. Go ahead, Mahoney, take
this
it away.
This is 2 people talking, Bruce.
So, Mahoney and Audrey are going to act this out for you.
High five, me please. High five, me.
That's all you get.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler,
that sounds
Bruce?
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Thank you.
I'd say that's a tipsy person.
Yeah, that is a tipsy person. Yeah, well done.
High five me, please. High five me.
Wow.
Yikes.
They may have been overserved.
Go to
All
bed.
Right, Bruce, you are on the board with 1. Here we go on to number 3. So then the men had mustaches, but come out with their little dogs, got everything else, and their leash and their collar and everything else. It goes with the dog.
Bruce, is that a tipsy person? Or is that a toddler?
I'd say tipsy person.
That is also a tipsy person.
Good job,
very nice.
Good job.
So then the men that had the mustaches would come up with their little dogs, got everything else, and their leash, and their collar, and everything else. The ghost with the dog.
There you go.
I love that she's watching that 70s show in the background,
is that
by the way.
Was?
I heard that. Hello, Wisconsin.
That's
hilarious. That 70s show.
What
in the
do you think she is talking about? The men with mustaches and their little dogs.
I'm real confused. But Bruce, you're doing great. You got 2 points. Here we go on to number 4, Mahoney.
Number 4. I want to eat what's ever on the table, but not chicken or meat because they're animals. And I like animals.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I'd say that's a toddler.
That is a toddler. You're doing great. Here we go.
I will eat whatever there's on the table, but not chicken or meat. Because they're animals and I like animals.
Oh, little buddy. All right,
but
Bruce.
But you know what? They're so tasty.
They are delicious.
Sorry,
it's your fault for being so tasty.
Yep.
All right, final one here. You get this right and you win today. Audrey, take it away when you're ready.
Hi, Mommy.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop.
I just wanted to Snapchat you and say hello and that I love you. Tell everyone I said hello and I love them.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler, Bruce?
That's a tipsy toddler.
That sounds like it, but that is a tipsy person. You win. Well done. Let's have a listen to the last one.
Hi, Mommy. I just wanted to Snapchat you and say hello and that I love you. Tell everyone I said hello and I love them.
Dave at Ed Mahoney.
So this past weekend, we celebrated my son's third birthday, and we did something that was pretty unique. I'd never done this before. I guess they have them kind of all over the country, because I was talking to a couple of friends that live pretty far away, and they're like, oh, yeah, we have one of those here as well. But it's like the bulldozer area where you can do it recreationally. So like, if you're out there as an adult, and we did the kids thing, obviously, because he's turning 3 years old, and they have an area just designed for kids. Mm-hmm. But then they have like the adult area as well, where you're like operating the big boys, and you're like picking up giant tractor tires and like trying to stack them up, and then they put like basketballs onto these giant cones, and you're trying to scoop them up, and then like they have games that you're playing.
Operating giant heavy machinery, which
is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Good experience, though. So you go check in, and they've got a little area for the kids, and they've got, you know, four little bulldozers set up. And when I say little, it's just like the ones that you'd see working on a city street, right? So smaller ones.
Or if you got, like, an in-ground pool you're putting in, maybe.
Yeah, but still, like, a real bulldozer, you know? And Duke just absolutely loved it. Like, could not get enough of it. He's just a big fan of all, like, you know, bulldozers and fire trucks and things you'd expect a three-year-old boy to be into. But you always worry, or at least I do, that, you know, you put him in that situation, he's going to be bored of it after 2 minutes and then just not care anymore. But we had a two-hour window that we were there, and that included, you know, like, eating and having, you know, cake and singing and all that stuff, too. Well, at least I thought we had a two-hour window. I think that we screwed up and we only had technically an hour and a half because of what happened towards the end. So it gets to be about 90 minutes or whatever, and we're kind of winding down anyhow, but there's this other group that's coming in, and they're like kind of like aggressively coming into the area and starting to set up for their party, which didn't bother me. I didn't care. Like, whatever, we're leaving anyhow.
You do, yeah.
But it just seemed weird that they like started to like kind of set stuff up right around us, and I was like, what is going on with these people? Why are they setting this stuff up right here when we're still here? And then my wife looked at her phone and she's like, oh no, I think we're actually only supposed to have 90 minutes. But what was interesting is that they didn't like have any...
Like wranglers? Like employees?
No, they're supposed to self-regulate?
There was employees there, but they were all just kind of like moseying around because the guys that are the instructors for the bulldozers are kind of like buddying up with you and just chatting.
Sure, yeah,
like kind of showing you how to operate.
But there's not
the
somebody running like the party side of things?
That person was inside. So like when you go check in, that person was inside the main building. All this stuff is obviously happening outside. It just seemed weird that they didn't have like a buffer of like, I don't know, 15 minutes for like one party to be done and then the next one to start. But so what happened next was almost comical, like something out of a sitcom. So we're sitting there and we realize, oh no, we do need to get out of here and these other people are coming in. And the instructor's standing there and he's like, oh yeah, don't worry about it, no big deal. Like they're coming in, they're gonna have a great time. Just kind of minimizing all of it. And his phone rings and he answers it on speakerphone.
Oh no.
And it's the lady inside and he goes, hello. She goes, can you tell those people to get the hell out of here? And he's just like, you're on speaker.
Tell me you said something, Dave.
It wasn't me. It was my mother-in-law. Because of course Shelly is going to say something.
Of course she is. Are you kidding me?
She's got no dams to give, Dave.
Hold on. You are having to self-regulate whether or not you're coming and going at a certain time because nobody was out there until you got corralled by somebody.
Yeah, give us a countdown.
It's absolutely on Shelly's team here. Absolutely. Oh, no.
She wouldn't have said something. I mean, it's one thing. So, you know, had she not heard that, you got to say something.
You have to say something.
So the guy goes, you're on speaker, and hangs up the phone, and he goes, haha, that's just how she talks. And Shelly goes, well, I'm about to show her how I talk.
Yeah, girl.
and Shelly, you
could have gotten a discount on baby number four's birthday, which you can't. I would have owned whatever that place was.
What was really funny is that Shelly goes, before we leave, I'm going to go inside and use the restroom. I'm like, you're just going in there to say something, aren't you?
Absolutely.
I didn't say that. I was just thinking that. And then Shelly goes, when I was leaving, the lady goes, thanks for coming. And she goes, don't you mean thanks for leaving?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show. Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Message deleted.
Man, I'm the wrong person to ask about this. I went on my honeymoon with my wife. We went to Thailand. And I decided that I didn't like Thai food. I've since come around on that. And I enjoy Thai food quite a bit now. But at the time, I didn't like Thai food. Or at least I thought I didn't. And so we're in Thailand. And I'm literally ordering like club sandwiches and lasagna.
Oh, God. You are the worst.
I am the worst.
You're like an 8-year-old child.
I know. But I know what I like, right? And so getting adventurous with food, I don't really do it.
We did eat alligator, and that was really good.
We did eat, you know what? I'll take it back. We ate alligator when we were in Louisiana, and that was delicious. And I also drank a scorpion one time. There was some promo people that came into the studio, and they had these shots. Have you ever seen those shots that have, like, the scorpion in it?
Mm-hmm.
And Mahoney and I agreed that we were going to take those on the air, and Mahoney literally did that thing that, like, girls at the bar, when a guy that they don't want buys them a shot, where they, like, chuck it over their shoulder. Mahoney did that to me. Only he didn't even bother to throw it over his shoulder. We went, all right, here we go, 3, 2, 1. I take the shot, I look back, and Mahoney's just holding his full one. He goes, hey, and just sets it down on the counter. You monster.
I feel like all of these things, though, that we're saying, like, I grew up on alligator. Like, I don't know why there was, like, an alligator restaurant, like, in a little shack Alabama.
That feels like where it should be.
Yeah. Alligator's, like, pretty normal in the South anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave's from Minnesota originally, and I'm from Missouri, so not a lot of gator cuisine in Minnesota.
Or like frog legs. You guys have had frog legs,
I love frog legs.
Yeah, like
stuff that just tastes like chicken.
Yes, because it's like a white, things like that aren't too bizarre, I feel like, because it's more of like a white meat. I mean, we eat fish all of the time, so I don't know. All of that feels very westernized. Like, I've eaten, like Dave, you said, like a scorpion or whatever. I've done like a cricket or a grasshopper. But still then, that doesn't even seem so weird whenever you really think about what weird is.
Eels are weird.
Eels pretty weird.
But
man.
Tasty as hell.
They are
but
good.
But
calamari, squid.
Also, what
is also super weird.
Man,
for
my
real.
Kids were freaked out this weekend because we ordered some calamari when we went out to eat. And my 7-year-old's like, what is that?
And I'm just like, it's like tasty onion rings.
It's an octopus. You know, I'm dunking it in the sauce, and you can see little legs on it.
Squid.
Yeah, whatever. But I told him it was an octopus.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How do you deal with all the stress that your job causes? How do you cope with that?
Message deleted.
It's called life. What are we going to do otherwise? You know, nobody's independent. Unless you come from, like, generational wealth or you hit the lottery, you're going to have to work. And if you don't know how to deal with stress, that's going to create some real problems for you.
And, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We don't, like, really have that stressful of a job.
No.
And the day-to-day of this, like, we sit around and try to make each other laugh. It's not like we're out here dealing with serious stuff like a lot of people are.
But also, you're getting paid, you know?
It's called work for a reason.
Yeah,
like your jeans on. Put your jeans on.
Like, for
guys,
real, like,
if you have tough times, you guys are just like, just man up and stop worrying.
See, that's our solution to it. Like, just ignore it.
The problem will go away.
Like, they'll be fine.
Somebody who actually probably is on their way to work right now and does not. We have somebody who is in our Twitch chat, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, every day that they call about their cubicle of sadness.
Yeah.
I mean, but they're
everyone
also
like, hey, suck it up. Like, what?
Audrey. But they're also like watching us at work.
Yeah, they're like streaming our show whilst they're supposed to be working. It's not that bad.
Fair. Valid.
If you had to choose between living in a world without the internet or a world without pizza, which would you choose?
Message deleted.
See you later, pizza. Not even close.
Yeah, not even close. I feel like that's silly.
And I mean, it's not even, because like, you think internet, you instantly think like social media or something. Think about all of the things that you don't know that you just always go to the internet for, including how to get places.
But I feel like
every day,
you get one of those like big ass maps that your dad would have. You'd lay it out on the hood of your car.
Those things would never fold back
up.
And
also, I would just never go on vacation. I would just go to only places I knew how to get to by memory. That'd be my life. I mean, that's kind of what I do now anyway. I like doing the same vacations over and over and over again.
Yes.
Because I know what I'm doing. There's no surprise. I know what's on the other side of this door.
But what about all of the stuff that you're not seeing?
I'll tell you, man. There's a part of me that wishes that we could go back to like 1991 and have a world that isn't nearly as connected as it is. I feel like I could
shut up.
I could get by.
No, you would not. You would hate it. That's the same thing where you start romanticizing the relationship that you were in. You're like, man, things were so great with that person.
I've never done that once.
And then you get back with them and you're like, oh, that's right.
Mahoney literally earlier today, I thought was going to have a mental breakdown talking about work stress because he pulled the wrong cord from somewhere and had just a cord in his hand and had no clue where it went and where it was to. Like, I feel like that is pretty on brand. Like, I don't think that you would be okay in 91 anymore.
Is that why you're anti-internet? Because you had to deal with the internet for like 5 minutes today and it almost popped a blood vessel?
I had to bend over, Dave.
That was tough.
Stressful.
I can tell you.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
Probably not.
Jay is joining us for a round of Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? Take us through it, Jay. What level of school did you get through?
Bad public education in Western high school in Las Vegas, sorry.
How about that? Okay, so you and Mahoney may be able to duke this out. We'll see who gets more correct. If you get as many or more correct than Mahoney today, you are going to win.
Got it.
All right, so you do have one pass. Mahoney, is there anything you'd like to say before you leave the room?
I do not.
Okay, so Mahoney is going to take off his headphones and go to a soundproof studio across the way so he cannot hear. You guys can get asked the same questions. If you get one right today, it's the screaming eagle of success that you'll hear. If you get one incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Here we go with question number one, Jay. Good luck. Who was the first human to step on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
It wasn't Buzz, actually, unfortunately. It's Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. All right, here we go on to question number two. Again, you do have a pass, and I would recommend you use it sooner rather than later if you need it. What is precipitation in the form of ice crystals called?
Snow.
Snow is correct.
What a weird way to word that question.
It is, right?
Right? It's tricky.
It doesn't sound like it would just be as simple as snow, but thankfully it was. Mm-hmm. I will say, also a hell of a Canadian rapper, Snow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The Informer song? You familiar?
I didn't know he was Canadian.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's the Jamaican accent.
none of that makes sense.
I mean, I guess you could technically still be Jamaican and living in Canada, but I mean, still.
That's a long journey. All right, here we go on to question number three. What is the average human's temperature?
Pass.
Okay, good pass on that one. Correct answer there is 98.6 is the average human temperature. All right, here we go. Pass is burnt. Three more questions to go. Question number four, what are the holes on the moon's surface called?
Craters.
A lot of moon questions today. You got two correct, two more questions to go. What is the tallest animal in the world?
Giraffe.
Yes. Excellent.
See, you know what's so funny, Dave, is I'm glad that he's the one playing Jay today because that's the simplest question ever, and I, like, start sweating. I'm like, is there something taller than a giraffe?
I'm overthinking.
Like, is a whale taller, technically? Like, that's where my brain
just
goes.
Always laying down.
For real.
All right, question number six. Final one here. You can get four correct if you get this right. What comes after a trillion?
A trillion and one.
You're wrong.
You know what? Yep. The correct answer is quadrillion, but we will accept that.
Because that makes the most sense.
Hilarious.
See, I love that. What a guy.
All right. So Mahoney is re-entering the room. Could you hurry up, man?
He's just taking his time.
He's moseying along. We're live on air. Let's go.
Literally just next door.
Start asking the question as I'm sitting down. I can answer.
Okay.
And walk at the same time.
But you're not next to the microphone.
I'll yell.
Okay. Who was the first person to step on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. That is correct.
Supposedly.
Never been to the moon. Question number two. What is precipitation in the form of ice crystals called? You do have a pass.
Oh, I know what it's called. It's an icicle.
Yeah, buddy.
No, it's not. That would just be as simple as snow. Snow.
I know. It's weird. It's
precipitation
it's
in the form of ice crystals. It's snow. An icicle is ice that has frozen. It's not.
It's worded weird. Precipitation. Okay. It's the same thing. There's multiple answers to that question.
Okay.
That's a poorly written question.
Poorly written question. All right. What is the average human's temperature?
98.7 degrees.
Ooh.
So close.
98.6?
98.6, yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah.
No, I will not. You still have a pass. Question number four, what are the holes on the moon's surface called?
Craters.
Craters is correct.
Or belly buttons. Just a little moon belly button.
Little moon belly button. What is the tallest animal in the world?
It's got to be a giraffe.
It's got to be.
It right? is. Yeah. Or, as Audrey pointed out, a whale, if it was able to
If it was standing on its tail.
I mean, if you're...
on its whale tail.
What'd that blowhole do?
Exactly. All right. Final one, Mahoney. What comes after a trillion?
Quadrillion.
Quadrillion is correct. That means that you got four correct, but Jay also got four correct, so he wins today.
No bonus question, huh?
No bonus question today. Jay, congratulations. You are as smart, at least, as a community college dropout.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
So easily the most dramatic thing, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Audrey, in your life right now is your car.
Oh, Dave, it's the worst, man. So listen, I am the type of person that we've been discussing, you know, a little bit about me and whenever it comes just to driving in general, like going into a tight parking garage or parking spaces, like that's not my strong suit. I know where my strengths are and that's just not really it.
Yeah, parking and you don't go great together.
But I even say the parking scenario because I had a scratch on there because I went to go turn into my parking garage a little too close, and I scratched up my car, and it made me so embarrassed to drive it that way.
Oh, my car's got all sorts of scratches on it.
But I didn't even really enjoy going to valet, which sounds so bratty, but I didn't even really, because I was just so embarrassed.
Oh, I felt like that before, but not because the car is scratched up, just because, like, the interior, it's, like, right before I clean it or something, and I've got, like, all sorts of, like, water bottles in the backseat. I'm just like, ugh, I'm a trash person.
I just don't like other people driving my car.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Period.
Yeah, just drive me everywhere.
Drive me everywhere. Nah. Legit.
But so Audrey had a situation where, you know, you may have heard us talk about this, where she was coming into work the other day, and somebody hit her, and it was pretty serious. I mean, not that you got hurt, thankfully, but the guy hit you and then took off.
Yeah.
And when you told me that there was damage to the front of your car, I'm thinking, oh, maybe there's a dent to it. And then we went out there after the show, and, like, the whole front end of your bumper is just flapping in the wind.
It's flapping, like, off.
The actual blinker is right there. And me, being your big bro that I am, I told you, hey, before you, like, keep driving this around all weekend, you need to at least get some, like, duct tape or something to hold this on here, because there's a tank in there as well that had some sort of fluid. I don't know what it's for, but I'm like, you don't want that getting affected. And, of course, you totally ignored me.
No. Okay, so I did ignore you, but also the duct tape, even after me duct taping it,
yeah,
because I had to you know, take a trip over the weekend that was like 4 hours long. So, you know, if I'm driving on the freeway or interstate, that's a little different than driving around, you know, city limits and service streets. Duct tape wasn't working going 90.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You know.
And you weren't going to slow down.
Absolutely not.
No.
I mean, Dave, you can't go like 60 on the freeway.
No, I'm with you.
You just can't.
It's cardinal sin.
That is.
I mean, no, people were legit. I mean, I was going 90 and people were passing me.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, straight up. So anyways, but I just looked at it this morning because I got in late last night and I was looking at it and I did not realize it's worse. It's even worse.
And you called your insurance company?
So I wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to, I didn't want my monthly cost or whatever it's called. I'm new to this. I don't really know. Insurance cost. I didn't want that to go up. I've never really like filed a claim on my car before.
Do you know what your deductible is?
No clue. I have USAA. I mean, I think that it's fine. I think it's going to be okay, but I just don't want to pay like a freaking premium every month if it's just going to cost me, you know, $600 to get this bumper fixed.
That ain't a $600 fix.
Well, it's a 2017, so it's not like a newer car.
You're going to need a whole new bumper on that.
Whole
right.
New bumper's
I was pricing it out.
Probably like, what, $1,200, $1,500 at least, probably with labor, maybe two.
I looked it up last night and they said that general cost, even from my brand of my car, is $1,000.
Yeah.
No, like for like
just
all
the actual.
In.
Oh, it's $1,000, really?
Yeah, for the bumper itself, because again, it's not a brand new car with a brand new bumper. I guess that's like anywhere from like $400.
You should do one of those where you get like the different colored bumper. Like your car's black right now, but you should get like a maroon.
No,
bumper.
So my boyfriend literally starts looking online. He goes, "I could buy this bumper for you off of Amazon," and I said,
"You are, do not get a
hold up. No, that's not. That,
do not.
That's no, not a horrible
not a
idea.
Bad
God,
idea.
You guys, this thing like, is going to be so janky.
I had
can't
a car.
Look any worse than it does now.
No, I know, but like
but
the
you
lights
have a,
go
your car's
it,
black,
but, yes.
And most of those like OEM parts are black
yes.
as well. I had a mirror that I. did something very similar to you. I knocked it off while pulling into a garage. Mm-hmm. And they wanted, I think, the place I took it to originally where I bought my car, they wanted to charge me, I think it was like $1,100 to
for
put
just
on
a side mirror?
To put on a side mirror.
And then just rob you, dude.
I bought it on Amazon. I did. And I took it to a friend, and he got it fixed for like $150 total all in. I'm here for the Amazon bumper, Audrey.
He's been looking at it online, and like I said, about $150 on Amazon, and he's even
is
been looking on you.
$150?
Yeah.
Like, you can't even be mad when that thing flies off on the interstate.
Even if you
weeks.
Do, then it's all you're only out $150. It's fine.
I am not necessarily opposed to the, I mean, because it's got to look, anything is better than where I'm at right now. I mean, if you were to go outside and peek at my car, I mean, I was embarrassed that I drove in that way this morning, but there's nothing I can do. I can't peel it off.
No, you don't peel off your bumper. Still no,
but it's like waving to everybody right now. It's letting you know, like if you were in a car without a
call your insurance company.
Waving. But it's still not going to get done in time.
Oh, God, that's why you have insurance. Come on, man.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Do you still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you. Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I never understood ordering fast food through DoorDash or Uber Eats. That, like, breaks the entire point of fast food. It's expensive and it delays the food.
Message deleted.
But you don't have to move anywhere,
yeah,
man.
That's the key. And sometimes the only thing that's going to hit right, especially if you got a hangover, is Taco Bell.
But it needs to be one that's near you.
Yeah.
You can't have one that's, like, more than 6 miles away. It's not coming in its peak condition if it's that far. I will only order fast food from places that are like real close to me, but my radius extends when it goes to like places like Shake Shack, Freddy's, or Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Like Chick-fil-A, I think even Chick-fil-A on the DoorDash has like a radius that it'll deliver, but Chick-fil-A can reheat real well.
You reheat Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I reheat Chick-fil-A, yeah, for sure.
You put it in an air fryer.
I used to drive when there wasn't a Chick-fil-A here, I would drive like 60 miles to go get Chick-fil-A, bring back like 60 sandwiches and have a party, and we would all watch UFC.
There's something to be said about not having to move off your couch, but I get what this guy is saying. I mean, the fees that you get hit with on some of those apps, because you'll sit there and order your food and you're like, oh yeah, it's a $19.99, and then you go to check out and it's $47. You're like, what?
You got to be more strategic, too, because even just fast food in general isn't nearly as cheap as it used to be. You got to, like, because if you're just going off the numbers, that's one thing. I think you got to go, you got to go value meal.
I will say, have you ever heard of the Big Mac bundle? Because I hadn't until this weekend.
Know what that is.
I was going through the drive-thru, and my kids were like, just want some Happy Meals or whatever. And I wasn't even planning on getting anything, but I was kind of hungry. My wife was not hungry at all, and so I'm like, I'll just get that Big Mac bundle, and we'll see how it goes. Because my mother-in-law's with us. It's two Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
Two fries.
Okay.
20 nuggets.
Yeah, I've done that.
How much?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
$18.99.
It's not a bad deal.
They also have it where there's like a 50 chicken nugget meal too. I don't know if it's still there, but whenever I was clubbing and drinking, we would literally just get that because it's enough for you and whoever you're with.
You get that pre-club or post-club?
That's a post club.
Did you really ask that?
Am I going to go?
I'm literally basically naked in club clothes. You think I'm going to be brave enough?
That seems like a good time to slam 50 nugs, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You could probably make some good money doing that.
There's a kink out there for that?
For sure.
Somebody's willing to pay.
All right, so boys, who got the goon squad? I mean, do either of you have, or does any of you really have any goons that will, like, do stuff for you? Like a group of people you can call to do your goon stuff, all your dirty work. I mean, I'm talking about people getting, like, caked in the back of the head, that kind of stuff. Like, who got the goon squad?
Message deleted.
Trying to hire us to get somebody hit or something?
Yeah, like, I mean, I used to have a bunch of friends that were, I mean, I guess you could kind of call them a goon squad.
Sure.
That would do a bunch of dumb stuff. And, like, we would all, you know, it's like ride or die, right?
For sure.
But one time...
But why die?
Well,
why do we have to ride and then die?
Yeah, so that one time it turned into a really bad situation where one of my friends, we were having a party at my house, and he's like, hey, this guy who I've been talking smack to, he just called me out, said he wants to fight, and we're like, no. And he's like, please, guys, like, this is really important to me. And so we're like, all right, fine. And so we loaded up like three cars of people, and we pull up in this Walmart parking lot, like an abandoned Walmart parking lot. This whole thing is just blown out. And there's one car there with like four or five guys, and there's like 12 of us. And so we pull up, and we're not going to fight these guys, but let them, be badass, and then we'll get out of here. So we all get out of the car, and then all of a sudden I realize this is a trap. And there was like 12 cars that come flying out from hidden parts of this parking lot that you couldn't see, and they surround us.
Guerrilla warfare.
Yeah. And
you should have learned from the Americans, Dave.
Where were
the American Revolutionary
cars
War
hiding from
I don't
in the
know.
Parking lot?
It was wild. It was like something out of a movie, and I'm just like, oh no. And one of my friends got beat up pretty bad. Like it was pretty bad.
I learned my lesson one time, similar thing, Dave, but I was the one who kind of like, I want to say instigated the situation, because I was standing up for a girl who was going through like a combative episode with one of her like friends who is older. And she was like, she's just so toxic. I want out of this friendship. So I was like, leave her alone. And then that girl started a whole like grade war. So like all of the girls from like seniors and their boys or whatever, which sucked, because like, you know how boys work is that usually they're friends more with the girls who are younger than them.
Yeah.
And then our friends and then the boys from our grade. And we had to all show up like, hey, Connor, like, sorry about this,
yeah.
But that was the last time I ever, ever did anything like that, because they ended up being friends again.
Well, I mean, the last thing you want to do is like,
can't have like a gang war and then
becomes friends again.
Yeah.
Like, that's so dumb.
No, like somebody has to die.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, Mahoney, you're a smoking hot man.
Thank you. What
are some daily problems you have as a smoking hot person that regular or even hard to look at people just wouldn't understand?
Message deleted.
Wow. Yeah. Who did you pay to leave that message? You're so attractive that you don't have to deal with the world like everyone else because you're so beautiful.
Thanks,
was
Mom.
Was that your mom?
Thanks, Mom.
Such a stupid call.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So, guys, it is official. Delaware has joined the party. They are now the 22nd state in the United States of America to legalize recreational marijuana after the governor decided to allow two bills to become law without his signature.
Which Dave,
it's kind of silly still that the governor's like, I don't want to put my
name. Oh, you're
on
too
it.
Good for that, even though it's, yeah. Okay. All right, Delaware. Even though we can, create all these, fronts for businesses and, do shady things with money. Marijuana, a step too far, though. You pious son of a bitch.
They're not in the running for the most money lobbyists. That's why they haven't really been able to get their signature.
So the governor, John Carney, is a rare Democrat who actually opposed marijuana legalization, said he maintains personal opposition to legal marijuana, but would neither veto nor sign the bill.
They hate roads and education, apparently. Like, yeah. Anything that you have the ability to just like tax and have it work for your city and for your state. Like, how can you be anti that?
Yeah, also, like, the case study has been done in states across the U.S. for years now. Marijuana does not affect society in a negative way.
You're losing tax dollars and you're creating an undue excess of work on your law enforcement officers.
Also, as we've said many times on this show before, Delaware is not a real state.
It is not.
Do you know anyone from Delaware?
I know that Joe
Biden pretends to be from Delaware.
Ooh.
But you could tell him he's from anywhere.
Never met him.
He wouldn't know.
Never met him.
Delaware is not a real place, so this governor, not a real governor, don't worry about it. But if you happen to go through that place that they sometimes refer to as Delaware, feel free to smoke your weed.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm Dave and Mahoney.
So it has been a pretty wild week. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. And the quote from Fox, I mean, was it amicable or not? I'm not sure. They basically said, we thank him for his contributions and we wish you well on your future endeavors.
That's what they said when they fired us.
Yeah.
They did not wish us well in our future endeavors.
Here's the actual quote. Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have agreed to part ways. We thank him for his service to the network as a host and prior to that as a contributor.
I mean, it's rare that you see somebody who's literally their number one personality get fired.
Yeah, that's
for any reason.
That's a huge change. Don Lemon has been kind of stepping in recently, so it's not a huge shock that he is out at CNN.
But he's also one of their highest rated people either, though. Just a high profile person.
And then we also saw the head of NBC and Comcast get forced out as well because of an inappropriate relationship is what they call. And I guess what happened there, because I'm one of those proponents. I think we all are. Like, if you're two consenting adults and if you just happen to work together, who cares?
I mean, if you're promoting somebody you're sleeping with, that's one thing. Like, well, if you're abusing your power and like offering stuff like that up,
it sounds like that's a different world. Yeah.
But if you're just two adults and you work together in the same building, yeah, even if you're having an affair, I don't care. No. If your work is done and it's not causing issues, it makes no difference to me.
So what's interesting is that the woman that he was supposedly in the affair with is the one who complained.
And that's a different world.
And that's when the investigation started, so it sounds like there's...
That's a different story, then.
Totally
it's
different.
The McDonald's one we heard about a couple years ago where the head of McDonald's was seeing somebody, and that one, but it was a consensual thing, and a third party complained in that one. So, but if it's one of the people involved... Then, I mean, that's on you, dude.
I also don't really care because these guys all have these
billions of dollars. You're right. There's no real consequence other than you lose this, you know, great job, but you already have millions of dollars. So you'll be fine.
Well, speaking of fired, this is an actual fire. Folks at Disneyland were pretty startled on Saturday night when they watched parts of Tom Sawyer Island go up in flames.
Whoa.
What's crazy is they have this like 45-foot tall animatronic dragon and the whole thing burst in flames.
Yeah, it's from like Maleficent. It's the Fantasmic show that they do there. And it's one of my favorites. If you've never had a chance to visit Disneyland or Disney World and see the show, it's pretty damn amazing. But the flames that were going up were like, oh boy.
Oh boy.
I mean, you kind of want to see it. I've seen that show so many times. So like... Glad nobody was hurt, you know, but I'm just like, oh, man.
That's not nearly as traumatic as when they had that Spider-Man. Do you remember that from, a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
It wasn't a real person, obviously, but they had what looked like Spider-Man, but it malfunctioned, so he's flying on this, what's supposed to be his web, and he crashes into the side of the building and goes falling down, and all these kids are like, Mom?
I mean, that's a little bit more realistic in real life.
Yeah.
Human-ish.
Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man today is probably drunk. So, I mean, like, he would be out there definitely acting a fool.
So, the Mario movie still crushing it at the box office. Still number one. I don't think that anyone expected it to do this.
No.
$871.8 million after it finished out Sunday.
So much nostalgia for everyone of multi-generations. I mean, Dave, I was actually just talking, you know, with your daughters the other day about how what their interests are and everything that they're like really into. And your middle daughter, or Olivia, said, "I love Mario Kart." And I was like, thinking that you have definitely pushed this on them. And they didn't. Because this entire time I thought that this was all your influence.
They love it. Like my daughter Olivia can't stop talking about Princess Peach. And my older daughter Sienna was wearing a fake engagement ring this weekend that she got from Toad in her mind.
Like she is Toad is not marrying Princess Peach. Yeah. Toad is the perpetual best friend. You are friend zoned forever, Toad.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Still leave voicemails?
Hello?
Then this segment is for you.
Call anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY
and leave a
message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, what would you say is the most interesting building you've ever seen or been inside of?
Message deleted.
Well, there's those buildings in Chicago and...
Bless you, dude. It's allergy season. It's
I turned
tough.
Off my mic.
I know, but we can still hear still it. Hear Microphones it. Still pick up noise.
You sneezing loudly in the studio.
It's allergy season, man.
Do you guys like those buildings where, like, you stand on, like, the clear platform, but you're, you know, 80 stories up or 100 stories up?
Don't like those. Those are pretty freaky to me.
Out? Yeah. I just thought those interesting. Like, because my kids, last time that we went to Chicago, I forget which building it was.
Sears Tower, whatever it's called now.
Maybe, I just remember they had a restaurant at the top. Mm-hmm. And that my kids wanted to like look over like the edge because the windows are right there and you're like above the cloud line. And they were so scared that they had to crawl over to the ledge to like look down.
I don't like heights either.
It's enclosed.
I love seeing like aerial shots of like international cities that I've never seen
like
before.
Dubai.
And you see, screw Dubai, but like like London, like in other cities that are, you know, like that are pretty... You know, you don't see all the time and you see just how some of that architecture is. It's amazing to me that like everything you see, you're like, humans built that.
Yeah. And like Hong Kong at night is incredible looking.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate, Hong Kong.
My favorite, one of the most interesting buildings that I've seen is a place called the Lou Ruvo Center. And it's for brain health, and you know, they focus on Alzheimer's and stuff like that. And that, I forget the artist or the architect who designed it, but that's one of my favorites as well.
But I would say, by and large, I do not have favorite buildings. What a weird call.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How do you feel about giving babies smartphones to play with? Like, is it a good idea, or are we just setting them up for like some kind of future addiction?
Message deleted.
I mean, I do that all the time. I mean, I've got four kids. I don't really have an option. If I, you know, we're out to eat at a restaurant and a phone is going to preoccupy one of the children and otherwise they're acting like a total a-hole, they're getting a phone.
I mean, we didn't have cell phones when we were kids and we're all hopelessly addicted to it. So,
right.
Let's just get started early.
Also, me sitting here suffering through a flight or a dinner or whatever, thinking that my kid's not going to end up addicted to a phone like the rest of us are is just ridiculous. Yeah. Of course they are. Do your best.
And all on top of that, if you are behind on technology, too, I feel like that's also kind of the way that the world's moving. If you don't know how to interface with technology, even at a young age now, you're kind of behind.
It is stunning how at such a young age, the kids will know how to grab your phone, unlock it, find the folder where the app that they want is, and go to it. And you're like, you are 1.5. How is that possible?
I mean, I feel like that about myself every day whenever I go back into my catalog of coding from MySpace days.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, it really, there is not much difference than you getting access to internet at whatever age it is.
I was on the internet. I mean, but seriously though, when I was probably 7, 8 years old, like 1988, 1989, we were online when I was a kid. Like we had a 3200 baud modem. We would connect to these things called BBSs,
yep,
bulletin board systems, and we would be able. I was literally online then too.
I was in kids chat rooms at 7. I was when AOL kids chat was a thing.
That's wild.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Who is the scariest Sesame Street character, and why is it Cookie Monster? Like, that dude is scary as hell.
Message deleted.
Cookie Monster is a psycho because he doesn't actually eat the cookies. Like, that's what bothers me. Like, he's sitting here just chewing them up, and they're just flying out of his mouth. Because
he doesn't have a puppet throat. He can't swallow them.
Dude, also, it's 100%. Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus has, most people don't know this, a roaring cocaine problem.
No, he is addicted to fentanyl. He is 100% opioids.
But if you think about it, like all of them, even Oscar the Grouch is pretty terrifying. Just a little dirty dude.
No, you're always talking trash about where he lives.
He's homeless.
Literally. No, he's got a home, but everybody's dogging on his house.
And another scary character, and no offense, Mahoney, Big Bird.
Big Bird is scary.
Big Bird is terrifying. He just kicks doors down to get into his... Yeah.
If you haven't physically seen Mahoney, there's a lot of similarities.
That was my nickname in elementary school. They called me Big Bird.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Man, I feel bad for this sheep. And I don't think I've ever said those words before.
Well, I mean, I felt bad. Remember Dolly the sheep? Wasn't that the first one they cloned?
Oh, yeah. I kind of felt bad for Dolly.
Now you got two. You're no longer a unique, special snowflake, Dolly.
Now they can just make more of you anytime.
That's right.
Whatever happened to the Dolly clone? Did we keep an eye on Dolly's clone?
Are all the sheeps now Dolly?
Yeah, what's going on here? This is a man in Connecticut. He said he was really confused. Have you guys ever had like an overly friendly wild animal? Like, because I've had like aggressive squirrels before where you're like, you guys are a little bit too brave, you know, like the pigeons sometimes
eating
at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Ducks, we've had that before. I've told you how a goose decided to chase my middle child, Olivia, one time, and that turned out to be a mistake because Olivia thought it was a real fun game, and she started charging at the goose. Luckily, the goose is afraid of her. But sometimes, like, when wild animals get a little bit too friendly, it can kind of freak you out. This is taking it to a whole other level, though. A guy in Connecticut said he was getting ready to leave for work when he spotted a sheep in the middle of the road, and he went outside to take a photo of the animal, and it immediately took off running towards his front door. So he came out of his house, left the door open. He's like, that's weird. There's just this sheep standing in the middle of the road. And as soon as he came outside, the sheep's like, this is my opportunity.
Gotcha, bitch. This is my house now.
He said he sprinted towards the door. He went back inside and closed the door. So he actually, you know, cut off the sheep and left the sheep in front of the door. And this sheep seems so confused. This went on for hours. He said that the sheep remained at his front door for hours. So he was about to leave for work. He got the animal into the backyard to become friends with his Labrador, he said.
Okay.
And then animal control eventually arrived at 9 p.m. to take the sheep back to its home where it was from, because I guess it had escaped from somewhere because it was tagged. But this sheep wanted to move in with him, man. He just wanted to be his roommate. He wanted to be his best friend.
I think that the sheep is legit, doesn't know where it's at or what it's doing. It's
just a stone cold moron.
Sheep are dumb animals.
If I were to sleep on any animal, a sheep would be my choice. Well, I mean, hence why people are sheep. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's where that phrase comes from.
See, I wouldn't know that because I'm a lion, not a sheep.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.